Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as state director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thanks for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. Over 2 years ago, CEF of Illinois started a brand new Mailbox Club discipleship ministry called the Truth Chasers Club for our state. This is where children ages 4 to 17 can be enrolled to receive Bible lessons through the mail, and it's free. There's no cost to them at all. The children, they get these lessons from in the mail, and they fill them out, and they send it back to us, and again, there's no charge at all for them because they use that business reply address that we have. And then our key staff and faithful volunteers, they grade and process these lessons to get back to the children each week. You know, this is not distance learning. This is ministry to children with a personal touch. Our volunteers, I love it. They grade not only each lesson, but they put notes of encouragement. They put little smiley faces and colorful stickers on their lessons. And what I love about it so much, they pray for each and every child and their families, and also any other prayer requests that the children have sent in. You know, this is not a paper-pushing ministry, but rather this is real ministry to real live children and to their families. And it helps these children. We've seen children come to Christ, and we have seen children respond and send us notes and different things like that to show us that they are growing in the Lord. Well, today I have a very special guest with me. Her name is Jessica Riley, and Jessie, she serves at our CEF of Illinois State office here in Peoria, and she's our ministry coordinator, and one of the ministries that Jessie oversees is our Truth Chasers Club. So Jessie, welcome. We're so glad that you're here today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you know what? I have just a lot of different questions I wanted to just ask you, but you know, there's probably people out there and just maybe explain just a little bit more of the, you know, the nuts and bolts of just how this Truth Chasers Club ministry works. So this is like our third summer that we're coming into. So mm-hmm. We started this about 2 years ago. So just kind of give us a snapshot idea, like how many children have we enrolled in this program? And I know there's a difference in how many children are actually active in doing their Bible lessons through the mail.
Yeah, so we've had a bunch of kids go through the program, but as of right now, we have 1,214 children enrolled in our program.
Wow.
And out of those, 180 of them are constantly doing their lessons.
You know, I know that they are because, I mean, almost not a day goes by that we're not receiving. I mean, almost literally, they're receiving lessons in the mail, and then I see you putting lessons back in the mailbox for lessons to go back out to the children. Well, that's awesome. That's wonderful. So how does a child, and we have different ministries in CEF, but how do we connect the children? How do we do that? How does a child get enrolled in the Truth Chasers Club program?
Yeah, I mean, we have a variety of ways of how we do it. One thing that we've really utilized is postcards, the ones with the business reply, but then we also made new fancy ones with the QR code and the link to the website where they can sign up. Also, through our ministries of Good News Club and 5-Day Club, if they participate in those ministries, they're automatically enrolled in the program.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, if you're part of a CEF ministry, like a Good News Club or 5-Day Club or camp, then there you go. You get a Truth Chasers lesson in the mail. Well, that's wonderful. I know summer is our high time, so it's almost like that's when we get like a huge influx of lessons coming in. I remember, I think it was like last August, you told me that you had like almost like 1,000 or something. It was a crazy number of how many lessons after the summer ministry that went back out. So let's say a child enrolls in the program and they're doing their lessons and maybe they've done 1, 2, 3 or whatever. Is there any kind of, you know, encouragement to help them to keep on going and keep on sending those lessons in? What do we do?
Yeah, I mean, there's a few different things we do. Anything ranging from the stickers and encouraging notes that we put on their papers. And also, for every series that they complete, a series contains 6 different lessons in each series. And with every series that they complete, they get a certificate and a prize. And the prize could be something like a music CD, a DVD, a devotional, something like that that they get. Also, the good news is after 2 completed series, if they're between the ages of 7 to 17, they get their very own Bible. But But you're like, wait a minute, what if they're not yet seven? Well, that's okay. That just means they need to do another series or two until they reach the age of seven, and then they too can earn a Bible.
Well, that's wonderful. Have we seen children actually do that, where they complete a whole series or get that Bible? Have we seen that happen?
Yep. So from my calculations, about 56-ish have completed one series, and then out of those, about 15 have gone on to complete two or more series and earn a Bible.
That's wonderful. So it's just really neat to see those letters that come back in. Is there a way that, you know, that you've seen, I mean, as you're overseeing this ministry, and then you have volunteers, so it's not like, we don't want people to think that you just do it all, because we have some very key people like Mark Yonke, for example, and Scott Weller, and I'm sure I'm going to leave somebody out if I start naming names, but those are some of the key volunteers that we have that help this. But do you have, like, where you can kind of put your pulse out there and you can see that there's children, they're actually excited about getting their lessons in the mail, or you can tell that, you know, they're actually like, I can't wait till the next one comes?
Yeah, I mean, over the past 2 years, we've received several notes saying, you know, hey, I really like getting my lessons, or, you know, I love getting my lessons, and because I love my lessons so much, can you enroll my friend? Can you enroll? We had one kid wanted us to enroll his whole family and his whole cousin's family because he was so excited about the program. We've also had parents call panicking because they lost the lesson and the child's all upset because they can't find the lesson and they're wondering if we can send them a new one.
Wow. And you can do that, right? You can just send them. So one thing that we are able to do, and it, again, this was a lot that had to do with Mark Yonke. I know we've already said his name before, but he set up the procedures. So he had all this, and we had a donor that gave the computer. So everything was designated for the Truth Chasers Club program. So we actually track everything, and we have a procedure in place. So if a child misses a lesson, boom, you just know exactly where to pick up. Which reminds me, my boys need to pick up their lessons too, where they left off. What is it that you like about this ministry, or what is it that encourages you or the volunteers? I mean, what would you say, you know what, this, I may be having a bad day, but you know, when these letters come in, what encourages you about this?
Yeah, I mean, as I thought about it, I guess there's three distinct things that's encouraging. One, me and the volunteers actively get to see the children learning and growing, and some of them even going on to trusting the Lord as their Savior. Also, it's such a blessing to be able to not just get these lessons, but also in some ways to build relationships with these children and to pray for them and to pray for their families. And then, of course, the notes and every little cute little drawings that they draw. We actually have a wall in our Truth Chasers Club room that we have set up, and so we'll put up their artwork and their notes on the wall.
Oh, that's amazing. And I love that. That is great. Pretty soon we're going to have a whole mural, you know, of all the notes and letters and the drawings of kids. That, you know, I just love stories. I know that a couple of times you've just like, you know, just quickly stepped over to where I was, or you just kind of ran over there and said, hey, Katrine, look at this. And you wanted to show me different things. Can you kind of just share some of those notes and letters that you've gotten from the children, and what the Truth Chasers Club learning God's word has meant to these boys and girls?
Yeah, we actually had a young girl named Addison. She was one of my 5-day club kids. I've had her in 5-day club, I think, 2 or 3 years now. And through the 5-day club, she got signed up, and she was super excited to get her lessons. And, I mean, she's just been burning through them. I think she's already on her last series. And it's just been such a blessing to see her go from such a shy 5-day club kid to a young lady who's growing in the Lord. And I actually got to meet her parents last summer at 5-day club, and they too said that, oh, she can't finish them quick enough, and she gets so excited, and she just waits by the mailbox sometimes, just waiting for them to come.
Really? I didn't know that. Oh, that is awesome. Do you have any other stories about kids that maybe if they've sent you a letter or a note, and about, or maybe from parents? Have you received feedback from the parents of what this has meant to them or to their child?
Yeah, I actually have two stories. So one was a note from a kid. It actually just came today, and it was so sweet. So a 12-year-old girl named Grace, she wrote us an encouraging note. She quoted Hebrews 13:8, which says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Then she went on to say, "He is the same God yesterday when the world seemed right. Today, when you're going through the toughest trial yet, and forever, forever, He is love, forever, He is good, and forever, He is for you and for me."
That's awesome. Wow.
And then a couple weeks ago, a parent wrote in about her son named Ben, and she wrote and she said, "Thank you for the sweet notes that you have been writing on Ben's lessons." And she just said, "Thank you for that. Ben is learning so much about the gospel through the lessons. Thank you."
That's great. So what does that do to you when you get notes like that? Does that just like make your day?
Yeah, it's so exciting. We got three of those kind of notes today, and I was just so excited.
Yeah. And we have had children just through the Truth Chasers Club program alone where they have made a profession of faith in Christ. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I remember there was one note I think we got from a parent that I saw, and she just said, "I just want to thank you for this ministry because I've seen my child grow and understanding more and more about the gospel." So that's just really neat when we see how God is using this in the life of the children. Now, one thing I wanted to make clear that even though this is free to the children, it's not free to us. And so actually this summer we're doing a special missions project for the Truth Chasers Club. And so do you have a rough idea, just to give our audience an idea of how much the Truth Chasers ministry costs for year round to fund the ministry?
$3,000.
Yeah. So yeah, that's about right. So about $3,000. And that includes like things such as
stamps and
like resupplying the lessons and then all mailing those lessons back to the kids. So a lot of postage back and forth. So, you know, I know this is a super busy time for you and you know, another summer ministry is coming around the corner. And so I probably are already stocking up with the lessons already. And, you know, who knows, we could enroll, you know, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, maybe 4,000 children in the Truth Chasers Club program if we get the correct addresses.
Right.
But if there's someone out there listening, how can they enroll their child in this? What can they do?
Yeah, there's a few different things. You can call our office at 309-688-9699 and someone will write down all the information that we need. You can also send an email to truthchasersil@gmail.com. That will come straight to me and I'll process that. Or you can go online to cefofillinois.com/TC.
Okay. And like I said, if you just want to give us a call or go on our website, just Google up CEF of Illinois, you should be able to get to our website and then get those buttons where it says Truth Chaser Discipleship Ministry. But again, our number is 309-688-9699. You know, we're almost out of time, Jesse, but you know, again, I know the summer is very busy and that's just one of the things that you do, but you also do the 5-Day Club ministry out there in the community. But can you just give us like one or two prayer requests of how we can be praying for you?
Yeah, I guess just for continued wisdom and discernment about what direction Truth Chasers should go and how we can expand that ministry. And also just for the summer, as there's a lot of details and just as I go about teaching kids and training teens and adults.
Jesse, I just appreciate you so much, not only as a staff, as a fellow coworker. And thank you for loving Jesus. And thank you for loving the boys and girls specifically of Illinois. So thank you again for being with us. And thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations. And we hope you do join us next week as we continue to work together as a body of Christ to make Christ known to the children, to the future generations.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.
I don't want to forget, so please tell me again.